The 2008 National FFA Convention well underway now. The theme this year, Step Up, Stand Out. And one gentleman that has stood out a lot of years for the FFA organization is the national advisor of the organization, Larry Case. Larry's got a more impressive title than just advisor, although that's very, very important. He's also the chairman of the board and the CEO of the National FFA Organization, as well as the FFA Foundation. Larry, let's talk a little bit about the FFA. You had some exciting things that you shared with the FFA members here at this opening session of the 2008 convention, indicating that we've got one of the biggest numbers of FFA members that we've had in decades.
Yes. We're at the highest we've been in 31 years. 507,763 is our number count from last year, and we're just 2,000 off of the 1977 all-time high record. And we're just, I think that's going to be fairly easy to break this coming year or during this year. And I was encouraging the students to help out with that and encourage their friends to join FFA.
Why do you think the popularity of the organization?
Well, I think several things. I think that we have diversified our curriculum much beyond production agriculture to include the sciences and other things like horticulture and wildlife. And if you think about the words I'm about to use, it's agriculture, food, and natural resources. That really broadens the spectrum of careers that people have. So that's the first thing that it changes the image of what we're about with our curriculum from production agriculture to a much broader audience. Secondly, I think the attraction of FFA continues to be friendship, encouragement, evolution of leadership skills, and personal growth, and hopefully getting them to think about how they might apply that to a career. It's one of those things that's caused, that I guess not caused, but is one of the reasons why FFA's lasted as long as it has, is the associations with others and discovering that you're not in life by yourself, and that indeed there's some other people out there that will care and support you. I really think that's a major thing that youth are looking for today, in spite of all the technology they have before them, and the relationship building is still important.
It's phenomenal to think that the things like the blue and gold jacket still are relevant today in this organization that's now got over 500,000 young people involved in it.
Well, you know, that's an interesting comment. I agree with you. It's become our brand image is the jacket, and we get comments from people once in a while. Well, why do you make those kids wear that jacket? Well, we don't make them wear anything. They want to wear that jacket. Just try taking it off of them, and thinking about some of the letters and emails that I've got of people observing kids at the Washington Leadership Conference in Washington, D.C., and it's just a symbol of good character. It's a good symbol of belonging, and I can't explain it all, but certainly we have asked over the years, should we change the jacket, and I'm telling you, the members absolutely say no.
Seems that FFA has had that unique balance over the years of being able to maintain your production agriculture core, but yet build on that, not just destroy it and take it away, but you built on it.
Yeah, and I think the key to that is thinking about a food system of the country. It takes a lot of scientists, and it takes a lot of technicians, a lot of technology. I think I've used the phrase business technology, science, business, and technology of agriculture, and it's really trying to get people to understand we've got to move food from the soil to the consumer. Some say from the farm to the plate, that type of thing. And when you think about all that, that's quite a deal. Food safety and security, wanting to try to make sure that we have nutritious, safe food is all part of a group of systematized businesses and efforts of putting together that have economic benefit, and it's much more complicated than putting a spade in the ground and planting a seed. And so I think that's what part of it is. And you're right, the production sector is the key, is the central focus of the industry. And if we don't have that, we don't have soil, we don't have people to till it, we don't have agriculture, we don't have a food system.
At the same time, as you look at your hats, you mentioned obviously, and you're most well known as the advisor, national meetings, you fill that role in the opening closing ceremonies. But the other hat that you mentioned, the National Foundation hat, means that you're obviously always working with industry, with folks that have had a great FFA experience in their past to support today's and tomorrow's youth.
You know, it's interesting, and that's true, most of them have, but there's some that haven't. And the people that have discovered us that have not had their personal experience as a member really buy in quick, too, because they see there's a difference in these kids. And again, I wished I could explain in simple soundbite here what that is. But I mean, the kids are focused, and they know they have purpose, and they have discipline, and they have a great respect for each other and for their own well-being. And, yes, I work with the industry people across the country. We're trying to keep that diversified in line with some of our curriculum changes we've made over time, and a great, great group of supporters. And I'm not going to tell you what it is, but we're going to have another record this year in terms of giving. And that's quite a thrill to me. It's quite an inspiration for this educator to get to work with the industry folks with such positive attitudes and supporting what we're doing.
You've got to be partly a visionary as well. You've got to, with other folks helping you shape that vision, you've got to look forward. Where is this organization, the FFA, and everything associated with it going in the next 5 to 10 years?
We want to, it's interesting that you should ask that question. We have a growth goal that we're trying to accomplish, and we're working around 8 specific initiatives to grow our programs from 7,400 to 10,000 by 2015. And what that means is that we're going to not only increase the quality of what we're doing already, but we're trying to find ways of increasing the number of opportunities to provide additional access to students that we have not touched ever before. And a lot of that's going to come from urban settings. And we are working with projects to change some program design that meets the rigors of modern-day accountability in education. And we think will attract a higher level of students. Those students that are really achieving high academically, we think we will be able to challenge those students in the context of using science and math and that type of thing in the food system. And it just goes on, and you add in the FFA element relative to the personal growth and the career success kind of and leadership development activities that we do, I really think that we've got a lot of promise. Another thing I would add to that, every 6 seconds I've heard it said that a baby boomer will leave the office for the last time. And you look at the demographics, and there's not enough, according to what I've heard and said and read, excuse me, to replace those people. And so what that means to me, agriculture is going to have to compete in a shrinking labor pool. And I think why we want to increase our programming is to try to increase the number of people that be interested in and understand a career in agriculture. And hopefully we can do our part in maintaining a pretty healthy economy for the agricultural sector of our country. So I think that we will continue to do the similar things, but a different context with FFA, meaning what are the jobs and what are the kinds of things that we need to provide recognition for to students in the sciences, in the math, in whatever, but we will change the technical content of our curriculum to match what's needed in the industry in the broadest sense. So that's what I think the future holds.
Last question, Larry, and that has to do with the convention itself, the national gathering of FFA members from around the country. You're in a discussion right now, the organization is, of where you're going to go. Are you going to stay? Where are you going to go? A few finalists, the cities are left. What's your timeline on making a decision and an announcement?
Well, I don't know about the timeline for the announcement. I can tell you a couple of steps that we're going to take, then I think that after that we might be able to answer your question better on an announcement. The committee is working at the end of this convention to try to come to some conclusion, some kind of a recommendation, whatever that might be. And I don't know what that is. I know the two cities, but I don't know what all they're having to consider. The second thing is we are having a board member the last part of this month, and hopefully from there we will have some direction for the for Doug Loudenslager, our chief operating officer, to either do more negotiations or, and so you see, we can't really make an announcement and then negotiate, so I'm not able to really tell you a date at this point. So I'm going to guess sometime around the first of the year, but who knows for sure.
I understand. It's Louisville and Indianapolis?
Yes, that's correct. Indianapolis and Louisville. And we've announced that, and that's public. We've been working with those folks on their proposals.
And that would, be starting 2012? Is that right?
I believe it's 2013 is when it starts. I think we're here through 12.